Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to US 99's Show After the Show with Melissa, Austin, and Court.
Hello.
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 You sound like an old lady.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Oyston.
Oh, God.
Oyston. What are you doing, Oyston?
That's how we used to joke, that how my mom's voice sounds.
My mom does not sound like that.
Because she's from Philadelphia, so she's got like a little bit of a Philly accent.
Oyston. Oyston.
I didn't notice that about her.
So my friends in high school used to do my mom's voice, and they would always say it like that. They'd be like, Oyston. Austin,
what a bunch of jerks.
You need to do the lawn. You need to do the yard work, Austin. And I'm like, my mom doesn't sound like that. And they're like, no, she does. So ever since high school, whenever I talk about my mom anywhere.
You use that voice?
I use that voice, yeah.
Oh my gosh. My mom was like Lucille Ball.
Oh,
she
yeah?
acted like her. She was crazy.
My mom was also my very Lucille tendencies because she would always find herself in weird and funny. Like my mom has a story for everything.
Oh my gosh. Well, my mom kind of looked like her.
Oh, really? Red hair?
She had brown hair, but had the same hairstyle.
But like up, yeah.
Yeah.
So did my mom.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. That's weird.
That is weird.
Yeah. And
do we, have the same mom? Are you my
related?
Sister?
What? Oh my God.
Well, this is a shock.
Awkward.
Melissa and Austin in the morning. I was trying to come up with
brother
something.
Brother and sister.
In the family.
Yeah, in the orphanage.
All in the family.
Oh, my gosh. That would be wild if, like, this is...
Like somehow
on a podcast, we learned that you and I were brother and sister.
My mom works with somebody who did a... You and me are 23.
23 and me.
23
yeah, yeah,
yeah. And me. And that is how they found out they were adopted and that their parents were not their biological parents.
Oh my gosh. Why did the parents not tell them?
I don't know. It was just like a thing that happened. They're like, oh, I'd love to see how Irish I am.
Yeah, right.
So I'm going to take one of these.
Oh my gosh.
And their parents took one too.
Oh,
and
they I'm Yugoslavian.
Yeah. Like it was something like that.
Oh my gosh.
Usually, I mean, I thought you'd let them know that they're adopted. I have an adopted sister.
Do you?
I do.
And you have four sisters, right?
Yes.
So four. Three,
there's four of us.
Three biological, and the fourth one, and fourth is adopted.
Well, yes.
Two
biological.
Because she's the...
I'm the third.
Third.
That's what I'm saying.
Total.
Like in the family, though, there's three biological daughters.
Correct.
And then one adopted.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so my adopted sister has... You know, she's like, she has no desire to find, she
right.
knows she's adopted.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm
yeah.
I'm not
yeah.
saying anything that's not already very
there was
well.
A, yeah, there
she's
was a show.
She's listening to this podcast. All of your sisters are listening to this podcast being like, wait, one of us is adopted?
Did you ever watch that show on TLC where they go and try to find their, like, birth parents?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh,
they make me
sad.
Cry yeah. every time.
Oh, I don't think I could watch that.
Oh, it was a good show.
Oh, it was. It was so emotional.
Oh, geez.
So emotional.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of it, but it was fantastic.
I wonder what that is. You guys just keep talking about it.
Well, today's Melissa's birthday. If you listen to the show at all on the day that we recorded this, Thursday, you probably heard us mention it once or twice or every segment because we love Melissa so much.
Do you? No, I'm kidding.
No, we don't. We're just doing it for the podcast.
I think Melissa brought up a good point right off the bat, though.
Yeah. What?
Did you spoil her in expectations that it's coming back in 2 weeks?
Stop.
Is that in your head at all?
No.
Well, because your birthday is exactly 2 weeks
it
after
is exactly.
mine.
Exactly. It's on a Thursday.
So you kind of set the tone for
I know, and
how
I like,
birthday
look,
should be celebrated.
I'm not... I play up my birthday a lot on the air. And like it started as a joke, and it became funny, and then now I just can't stop. I can't stop. My birthday is in 2 weeks, October 21st. Like, I can't stop talking about my birthday. And it's almost to that point where it's like it's become so much of a joke. Is this my truth now?
Like, right.
Is this who I am? And I feel like new listeners to the show are probably like, yeah, I like Melissa and Austin, just not so much Austin. Guy sounds like a conceited little prick. You know?
Like, well, I had somebody come up to me, like a friend of a friend, to be like, oh, Court, oh, by the way, like, I know happy birthday this week. It's not my birthday this week. Oh, I listen to the show and I always hear you talk about your birthday.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not me.
Yeah, no, that's my annoying host. That's the annoying host on our show.
I'm actually the type where if I had it my way, I would have not told you guys my birthday.
Why is that?
I don't want any of it.
Come on, you're just saying that.
No, because it can be weird. Because like, what if, you know, like, we go all out, or it's like some big events for like your birthdays, and then mine comes along. So, hey, by the way, happy birthday.
Yeah, right,
oh,
right.
Come on. That's, you know, not going to happen.
And like, or not, no, not that it would, but like, what if I just would rather it go under the rug and like, I don't need to be the focal point of anything like
no
that.
Expectations going in, so that way you're not let down.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I get it. I'm actually that way too.
That doesn't sound like you at all, Court.
Well, wait, what day is your birthday?
It's February. February.
It's February. I'm in February.
12th?
No.
I know. I was joking, dude. That was my joke.
Yes. The 12th.
Is it really the 12th?
No. No, it's the 20th of February.
That's what I said.
I thought you said 12th.
No, I said 12th.
See, I got it in there.
Oh, she has it in her calendar.
I think I already have. Yeah, I think I have it in my phone.
And I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's on a Sunday, so I'm super pumped about that.
It is on a Sunday.
Like, I just want it.
All right. Really? I think Sunday would be a terrible day to have a birthday.
But that's you.
That is me.
I do think, you know, my brother's birthday is over like Memorial Day weekend, so mm-hmm. he never got like a birthday in school and stuff.
Oh,
he had to have summer birthdays.
I feel so like anyone who has a summer birthday, I feel so bad for.
Yeah, you know. So
what about
growing
when
up,
they
I
have the Christmas
more.
Birthdays though, right around Ooh. Christmas?
Yeah, that's
Christmas.
Double.
Yeah, no, that's tough. Yeah, my baby's gonna have a. It's probably close to Christmas,
but
birthday.
Close to Christmas isn't Christmas,
right? But if it's like December 24th to 26th, it's tough. I have a friend who's on the 26th; his birthday gets forgotten about all the time.
All the time.
You don't want those. You don't want New Year's, the 11th of September. You don't want.
It's true.
My dad's birthday is on the 12th,
right?
And so we always say like, thank goodness you weren't born like a day earlier, because I would not, I'd feel really guilty like celebrating.
Yeah.
It would have to be like a happy birthday, Dad.
You can't. Yeah, you're like, I can't feel excited today.
No. Right. And like posting online, like, it's my birthday.
Right. Like, and like pre 2001, he was probably like, hey, never forget, this is my birthday.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Austin.
He probably said that.
Yeah, because everybody says, don't forget my birthday.
Yeah, never forget my birthday.
What's your thoughts on people who do month-long birthday celebrations?
Oh,
no,
I hate it.
No, hate it.
Why?
Hate it. Because it's a birthday. It's literally in the word.
But you don't get a week. You don't get a birthday
don't get a
weekend.
Week. No. Now, don't get me wrong. Like, if friends want to be like, hey, we're taking you out this week because we're busy on your birthday, that's fine. That kind of stuff is fine. But, like, if you're like, it's my birthday week, it's my birthday month. I have a lot of friends that do this.
So
and
why?
I will say this to their face.
Okay.
This is not like I'm hiding. No. No,
no.
It is a birthday. You get a day, 24 hours, boom. We can celebrate you like a mofo, okay? We can celebrate you so hard. But if we're doing the whole week, nope. If you want to take a trip for your birthday, that's fine. Like a birthday trip, but like we're not we're not doing the whole balloons and streamers all week long.
Well, what if they're not expecting you to celebrate with them, but they're spreading themselves thin? They're like, oh, I'm going to meet this group of friends on this Sunday, and then Wednesday night I'm going to go dinner with this group of friends, and then my parents are coming over the next weekend.
I'm okay with that.
Because that is a month celebration, well, because you're spreading everything out.
As long as they don't expect you, be like, well, it's my birthday week, so we have dinner Monday. We're going to the game Tuesday. Yep. And you're paying for all this, by the way.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
right.
No, I'll go to one. You get a birthday.
You get a birthday.
All right.
You have a birthday party. You don't have birthday parties.
And like, if it's like, okay, if your birthday's on a Sunday, you're probably like, let's celebrate it on Friday.
Totally.
You know, like, because like we want to have
Here.
Right, exactly. We want to have a good night. We want to have like, not where it's like we're going out on like a, where we have to work the next morning.
Right.
You know,
right,
so
because you're out late. Yeah,
I get that. I think that's fine. But if you're like, we're going to celebrate me all month long, you know, like, where does it end? You know, well, like, what are you going to say? It's my birthday quarter.
Yeah, you both are Libras. Yeah, it's Libra season. Yeah, so I get all right. Libra season.
It's my birthday year. It's like, wait, what? You get everyone has. It's the whole year.
Answer this honestly. When's your half birthday?
April 21st.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I don't believe a thing you're saying.
No. Look, I know my half birthday. It's 6 months. Guys, it's not like it's rocket science.
Well, I never thought about it.
When's half Christmas?
June 25th. I know that because one of my good friends from college, his birthday is on June 25th. And so I would always say,
I was going to say, all right, maybe you're right.
You know, I always text him on his birthday. I know my half birthday because when I was a kid, I read this story about a kid who wanted to celebrate his half birthday to where it was like a regular birthday party, but everything was just half. So he got a half cake.
Oh, that's
he
fine.
Got half presents. He got like a half dollar for his birthday.
Half presents.
Yeah, he had a half.
You get a unicycle.
A half party. Right. You get a guitar with three strings.
So you're saying we can't do a birthday week, but we can celebrate our birthday twice a year.
No, you're jumping to conclusions here.
No, I'm not.
And I just, as a kid, I thought that was so cool. I was like, oh, that's so cool. So like, I always knew my half birthday. And damn it, this is going to make me sound like such a terrible person. But as I do with my birthday here at work, I don't do this in every facet of my life. I only do it here at work.
Sure, he doesn't. Court. Sure.
I always joke on my half birthday. Wow. I'm a little disappointed nobody's wished me a happy birthday yet. You know, like people are supposed to know it's my half birthday. You know, because that's not on Facebook. Only the truest of my true friends know when my half birthday is.
And have you ever changed yours on Facebook just to see if people know?
My birthday? No. No, I've changed my hometown on Facebook before.
When I moved.
Well, because you moved, right?
No. My hometown. No, my hometown.
Why? Why? Why would you do that, though?
That's... Well, so when I went to college, I went to the University of Missouri. And I, you know, obviously I grew up in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
Nashville, Missouri. There's not like a pipeline from Nashville to Missouri. I was one of two people from the entire mid-state of Tennessee in the freshman class at Mizzou.
Okay.
So when I went to Mizzou, I knew no one.
All right.
Maybe like one person, but that was it. So I was like, I can be anyone.
Oh, jeez.
So I would go to like, you know, like I remember I went to this party one time, my freshman year of college. And I just like every single person I met, I would tell them I'm from a different place. Most of the time I would tell them I was from Nikrit, Alaska.
What?
Which Nikrit, Alaska is not even a real place. I just made it up, but it sounds real, doesn't it?
It totally sounds real. I would have never questioned you.
And no one questions like, oh, Alaska. I know nothing about that state.
Do you know the capital of Alaska?
Juneau.
Okay.
Do you know?
Well, I did.
And people would always ask me, oh, did you live in an igloo? And I'd be like, yeah, that's the thing I always get asked all the time whenever I tell people I'm from Alaska. And so then I'm doing it, and then I'm like, okay, this is kind of getting bored doing Alaska all the time, so I'm going to change it up. And I told one person I was from Cincinnati. I told another person I was like maybe from like Detroit or something. And then One person, for whatever reason, I told someone I was from Kansas City, which was so dumb because half of everyone that goes to Mizzou is either from St. Louis or Kansas City for the most part.
So they're going to start asking you a bunch of questions that you can't answer.
They're going to say, like, oh my gosh, like, yeah, like I'm from Kansas City too. Or like, so I told this one girl, I'm from Kansas City. Well, yeah, right. I told her I'm from Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh my gosh, where'd you go to high school? And I was playing football at the time. So I knew other guys that were from Kansas City. So I knew some schools. So I told him, I told him an all boys school. I said, oh, I went to Rockhurst. And she goes, oh my gosh, my friend went to like the sister school, the all girls school.
Sure.
And so like, do you know her? Like Jenny. And I was like, oh, Jenny. Oh my gosh, I love Jenny.
Oh no, Austin.
She goes, oh my gosh. She grabs me by the wrist and she pulls me downstairs. She goes, she's here.
She takes me down. You are in so much trouble.
And she opens up this door and sure enough, there's Jenny. And she goes, Jenny, look who it is. And she steps out of the way and it's just me. And I just put my hands out and I'm like, hey. And she goes, and the look of Jenny, she went from being so excited to, who's that? and me being, I don't know how I was this fast thinking. I go, see, I looked at the girl who brought me down there. I go, I told you she wouldn't remember me. And she was like, no, wait, no. She goes, I'm Austin. I went to Rockhurst. And she goes, oh, she's like, I graduated in 2005. When did you graduate? And I for whatever reason, I lied about my year. I was like, I was class of 2004. She goes, oh, okay. She goes, so did you know so-and-so? I'm like, well, kind of, I knew him, but we weren't friends.
I can't believe you're keeping this charade.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And she goes, well, did you know so and so? And I go, oh my gosh, yes, we were really close friends. And she's like, oh, okay. And then she's like, what about so and so? And I go, oh, yes, of course. And she goes, and she stops, and she just goes, Austin Huff, how are you? And she completely faked that she like remembered me.
What else are you supposed to? Otherwise, she's the jerk,
right? And so then she hugged, and we caught up.
What?
We caught up on old times.
Oh, and she never found out.
Never found out. No, I can't even remember who it was. I don't remember her.
Oh, I cannot believe you were not busted on that.
I can't believe it either. I thought I was dead in the water when that girl grabbed me by the wrist and brought me downstairs.
And I owe an apology.
Yeah.
Sorry, I've been quiet. I've been on Twitter.
Of course. Both of you. Twitter fanatics.
He's like, your story was...
quite boring.
Right when you started that story, I decided to go onto Twitter just to check what's going on in the news.
I searched at Austin Huff birthday because I wanted to see your history of talking.
Oh, no.
And I owe an apology.
Oh, yeah?
I did not come across anything about your birthday. You're just a birthday guy. You wished America a happy birthday, Derrick Henry a happy birthday,
yeah.
Sean Connery a happy birthday, Waffle House a happy birthday. I guess I'm wrong. I admit it. You're just a birthday guy.
And you know what's funny is, so my best friend from home, he gives me such a hard time because I remember people's birthdays and it's weird. Like Maggie Morrison, who had a crush on me in ninth grade, her birthday's July 20th. Like I just remember people's birthdays. Like it's a weird like Rain Man gift that I have. I can't remember anything else.
I told you tells me to 10 minutes ago. What is it?
February 20th.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't worry. I got it.
It's on Sunday.
Yeah. Melissa's is October 7th. Mine is October 21st, in case anyone's running. And I just remember everyone's birthday. And what I try and do is, obviously, like, everyone's got the cheat sheet that is Facebook.com.
Or their phone calendar.
Every time, if it's my friend, I try and reach out to him, whether we're close acquaintances or not. Even if we're just, like, common friends. I always try and reach out to people on their birthday because... I feel like it is a special day for people, and I want people to feel loved on their day. Because,
yeah,
you know,
I think so too.
Yeah, so I
know how it makes you feel.
Well, exactly, and
when
someone
reaches out to you.
Yeah, exactly, and I want people to feel special on their day, and so that's why I take time to like remember and reach out.
I stopped wishing people happy birthday on Facebook. Because I thought it was a nice thing to do.
Yeah.
Until then, one person, hey, I saw you wished him a happy birthday. Why didn't you wish me one?
Oh, my gosh.
It's like, really? We're going tit for tat? Or I like somebody, you know, on my birthday, I replied to one like, oh, thank you. And then somebody texts me like, why'd you reply to his but not say thank you to mine?
Right, right. See, I stopped.
You get some weird situations.
These are the people in my life that I have to deal with.
Right,
this is
honestly,
why I've turned like, hermit.
Formed court Freeman.
Yeah, like it's all starting to make sense, right?
I stopped wishing people happy birthdays on Facebook and I'll just text them. I do it offline because one, I think it's more intimate. And it's not so showy. Mm-hmm. Social media can be very showy.
Mm-hmm.
But I will do one thing that I do, and I kind of...
Do-do.
Do-do. damn it. Now I'm laughing. The one thing I do is... I kind of wish I don't do this because it's such a pain every single year, but every single person that... like wishes me a happy birthday on Facebook.
You respond to that.
I will individually comment. A lot of times, you know, when people will wish you a happy birthday, people will like it and that's it.
Yeah. Or thank you everyone for the birthday wishes.
Yeah. Or do like the mass, like, oh, I feel so loved. Thanks so much. Which is nice. I mean, like it's at least you're acknowledging it. I, if you take the time to write on my Facebook wall, I'm going to take the time to individually thank you, because I'm appreciative and I want people to know that. And it's not just the, hey, thanks, I appreciate it, copy paste on every single. No, it's like, I will, hey, hope you're doing well. How's your family? You know, like just to.
No
yeah,
way.
Like a real interaction.
Yeah.
Like there's definitely more work involved, but it's more sincere.
Right. If we have an inside joke, I'll maybe throw that out or just be like, you know, hey, tell your family I said hi, you know, that type of thing. But
my new thing is I just put my Venmo up like, hey, thank you for the comments. Show me happy birthday
here.
Yeah,
let's see how happy you really want my birthday to be.
Spare me the comments. Show me you care. Your wishes mean nothing.
Why didn't I think of that? Dang.
I know, right?
I know.
I
just don't have that devious mind. No.
There was that one guy on like college game day who had the sign. He was like, need beer money.
Yes,
and he put his Venmo. And
he made money.
He made over, like, I think $70,000
or something. That's crazy. Well, I hope he donated some of that money.
I think he ended up donating almost all of it. I think he bought one case and then he donated the rest.
Yeah. Which was the right thing to do.
Which is the right thing to do. And, like, here I am, like, talking about, like, oh, you know, I try and be kind to others. And it's like, but, like, no. Like, if you send me $70,000 on Venmo, I'm probably keeping it all.
All of it.
Like, why would you not? I get the charitable aspect, but... you don't have to.
Hey, I'll post like the next day, like, hey, thank you. I encourage you to donate some new money to charity as well.
Yeah, right, right.
Not what you gave me.
Yeah, right.
That's already spoken
for. Why is that my thing now? I asked for beer money. I got beer money.
If you're willing to give me money, you should give charity money, right, too.
Here's my charity of choice. Here's the link.
Yeah, my charity of choice is me. My bank account.
I'm a charity case.
That's awesome.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season.
from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.